Welcome, my friends, to Cuéntame USA with Moncho Camaño. It's me again. Every day, every week, every month, the same guy. Today, we're speaking with a band from Italy. Italia. They're called Soft Scent. Very nice. I'm going to speak with the three members of this band. It's a fresh new band, I think. We got let's start with Anna Graves, aka Miss Lucifer. I have to ask her about that name later.
Okay.
She's the vocalist, and I think she plays the keys, the keyboards. Then we have Sarah Rock. Sarah Rock. Yep. She plays the bass over there. I can see her.
Yeah.
Sarah bass. And then we got Enrico Bartolini. The guy plays the drums, and he does a good job. Not that other people do a bad job, but... So we got the three of them. Let me say something. The band, I only listened to two singles from them, The Howl and The Wounds. The Howl came in 2023, and then... The Wounds came in January, I think, in 2024. That's all it took. I listened to those two songs, and I said, I like these songs, so I got to get in touch with the band. Only two songs I hear. I don't know what's coming up next. They're going to tell me about the album and all that, but only took two songs for me to like it. So, you know. So tell me, guys, how are you feeling today, especially in today looks like a sunny day over there in Italy. Sunny?
I was before, but now it's a bit cloudy.
Much better than here in New York, New Jersey. It's raining really hard today. So they got nice weather. So tell me about the band, because it's a fresh band, but you guys have a lot of experience from our previous works, and plus you still do other things besides this band. You got other projects and things. So tell me, maybe we should start with, I don't know, maybe Sarah. Let's start with Sarah. I'm going to ask you your teenage years, because you play in the bass, but I think earlier you have some study to play the violin and other instruments and things. So you ended up playing the bass now, but tell me, how did you start it with the music?
I love music till when I was very, very young. So the first instrument, I think it was the piano.
Oh,
I played piano for about 1 year. But I was very, very young. Then I approached to the violin at school, because I played the music at school for about 5 years. The violin, and then I started to play violin like a bass. So my mom say, okay, I bought to you a bass, because the violin is not good for you.
It's no good.
So play the bass guitar, and then it's me now.
Yeah.
So I think I played bass till when I was 16 years old. So many years ago. And I changed a lot of band.
Right.
In the past, I play with feminine band, female band, with metal band, rock band, more or less everything. Everything I play, everything.
Every music genre you play.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I approached to these two guys.
Yeah.
Favorite genre. The post-punk.
But when did you meet them for the first time? You met them much earlier than previously joining the band, or you met them right like last year? When did you know about them?
We met in the club, because we knew one to each other. music, okay, but not to playing together.
Oh, okay.
So touch together, I think speaking about music, I go to the club when Anna play music with the DJ set. So and then we met together with that, and then we decided to start this
project. So you guys are from the same region, because Sara, you're from Castelfidardo, is that right? You were born there?
Yes.
And
yes, born here.
Is that the province is Ancona? Is that the province in Italy? Ancona. The three of you are from Ancona, from the province?
No. I'm from another province, which is Pesaro, which is almost 45 minutes, 1 hour from Ancona, Castelfidardo, where we are now.
That's where you are now. Okay. Sara, besides playing music, you have other things going on, right? You have like a line of women accessories and stuff, like bags, belts, and all the gadgets, fabrics. Do you work with those?
I work with the fashion
industry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fashion industry. With the luxury brand for bags, for shoes, so for everything in leather, and I decided to put this my know-how for the band. So I just. See something for the look,
okay.
And so get the photo.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because it looks like the band is influenced by your. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds.
Also, about the band and everything that is the imagining. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what about Anna? Tell me, Anna, how did you start in the music business? How did you, also at an early age, right? Same thing.
Yeah, basically, because I come from a family which is basically full of musicians. My father was a musician as well in the young age.
Mm.
My uncle, a very important musician in Italy, in the classic and the classic music.
Mm.
So since I was a child, I was born with music, and my uncle started to teach me some piano. My father started to teach me some guitar. Then when I was more than a teenager, I was basically interested in the electronic music. For example, in the end of the 90s, when the Prodigy made the album The Fat of the Land, I was completely blown away by this, and I said, I want one day to do something like that. And later on, I started with another girl, an electronic project with our own productions.
Right.
And we also doing DJ sets around it.
Right. Because you're a DJ, you're talking about, you were a part of like Razor Blade. Is that the name? Yeah. That was like early 2003 when you...
Well, 2003, and we finished the project in 2009, and then we started again during the pandemic and after the pandemic, and we are on standby, and we see what will happen.
Yeah, but you still, you do a lot of DJ, right? Don't you have a date today, later on today? Don't you have something going on?
Yes, this evening have our party, Dark Wave post-punk party. So it's also the birthday of Enrico, so we will celebrate this night.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of little video clips that you posted where I can see you're really enjoying doing the DJ. Yeah. So, yeah. Mm. Okay, we're going to go back to them and ask them other questions, but let's go to Mr. Enrico. Enrico is a drummer. I really like it. It's very, those two songs, the drums are very heavy, heavy drums. I like it. Very, very nice. Yeah. And the deep bass, you know, the bass is, all the three do a good job. I like the three songs, or the two songs. So, I think, tell me, all these guys, they, besides playing music, they do other stuff. Very interesting for me to when I did the research, especially like talking about Enrico. You went to some kind of, you were a student of Nautical Technical Institute. It has to do with the ocean or the, something.
I had studied in the Academia of Musical to study the drums in Ancona when I was 12 years old. I started when I was 12 years old.
But you were playing what? You playing the drums at 12?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you really.
Young drummer.
You started playing the drums at 12? That was, did you have a set at your house? Did you have a drum set? Did they buy a drum set for you at that age? You know what I'm saying?
To play in the box, in the food box, with the sticks.
Ah, okay. And,
because I was born in the house where not can be possible to.
Was impossible to play music.
Okay.
Sorry, I spoke English.
No, don't worry. But that was the first instrument you liked? You like the drums or do you prefer other instruments? So you just like drums, drumming?
Only the drums.
Yeah, wow.
But I like when I was young, I was fascinated for the fisarmonica.
Ah, okay.
The accordion?
I was born in the city of the
fisarmonica.
Fisarmonica.
That's the instrument.
It's not the accordion?
Yeah, the accordion. Yeah.
The accordion.
Yes. I was born in the place of the accordion.
This is the city of the accordion.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's where it was the first accordion. That's the first where they fabricated the first accordion.
Yes.
Oh, so really?
In October, they made a very big festival for the accordion, they came from every city. For the
board, yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, that's very interesting. But you guys, you guys don't gonna play accordions in your music, no? Not yet.
No. We don't like accordions.
You don't like accordions in your type of music. It doesn't fit to write. So Enrico, you like, what kind of music you enjoy at that age? You heavy metal, heavy rock, what?
I listened metal because in my city
metal
scene was big. Was there a lot of people who enjoyed that? There were like clubs and places to see. So you enjoyed that because everybody was listening to metal, so you were also listening to metal.
Metal
for you was the, what about punk? Because your music is post-punk, a little goth, a little, all these bands, the post-punk bands, you were listening to them also?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. So what happened to you, Enrico? You play in other bands also, right? Didn't you play in other bands?
Yes.
You play drums in Cold Wave? Cold Wave was the band?
Yeah.
And also in Secret Sight? I think you also play Secret Sight?
Yes, for 10 years. I had a project site was a post-punk band.
So you
post-punk band.
And you play how many? You play a lot of years then with this band.
Yes.
Did you play your own music or was covers? You play you have some music some.
Our music with 5 albums.
You got 5 albums. I have to listen to them because I didn't. I gotta listen to them. They are good. Good album. Good to listen to.
We was. Non eravamo social.
They didn't. He said that they weren't so much social oriented at the time. But yeah, they have these 5 albums and they are very good.
They're good?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I trust you. I trust you. I listen to them. Then if I don't like it, I'm going to send you a message. Say, what do you do? This soft scent is beautiful, but your band, I don't know. Nah, I don't know. that's good to know. I forgot to ask Anna, where do you get the name Miss Lucifer from?
It's very simple. It's just a song from Primal Scream
of the album
in 2003.
Okay.
It was one of the album.
Okay.
So I said, I want that.
That's a good name. I was thinking it had to come from a song, but I was thinking maybe Father Lucifer from Tori Amos, which nothing to do with that. But no. So that's cool. So the band, you guys, whose idea was to form this band? Like who decided, maybe we should get together and to start this band? Was Enrico?
Enrico,
yeah. Enrico, it had to be Enrico.
Yes, he contacted us separately.
Oh, okay. You wanted to have company. He wanted company, a good company. So, so it was Enrico who contacted you separate?
Yes, and then we started to think about songs and to practice. So I started to compose our songs in, it was last September, I guess, August, September. So it's less than 1 year that we are.
Yeah, you are rolling. Yeah, it's good. You started to getting a lot of, I see in your social media, you got a lot of people following you every day. There is a little more and more people following you because, you know, it's only 2 songs. But imagine if 2 songs are really good, then the other ones are gotta be better, even better. Who knows? So, I was gonna ask you also, Anna. You are also a graduate of engineering and architecture, is that right?
Yeah.
Man, these people. Right? Yeah, these people, whatever. If this doesn't work out, they can do other things, you know. they're prepared for everything. I was going to ask you, I also saw those videos, those video clips in YouTube. They're good. They're really nice. Who came with the ideas? Who's the creator of the videos? Do you have somebody else who came up with the ideas, or it's all yours? Who's the videographer?
No, the first video didn't have basically an idea because it was the first video. And so we said, we want to introduce ourselves. And so the video is just us playing.
Playing, yeah.
For the second, we wanted to do a story more complex.
Mm-hmm.
And of Erica, who is here, who did the screenplay of the video, and then Poverito, who did also the recordings, and now I'm laughing because they are the two here. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Backstage.
Okay. So, yeah, they're really cool videos. I was going to ask you, what specific subjects do you enjoy covering in the band? Like talking about lyrics, the writing, like who does the writing? Between, is a collaboration between the three of you, or who's in charge?
Yeah, basically, I think about the lyrics in random moments of my life, also at work, for example. And then I go to them and I said, oh, I thought about this. I give to them the lyrics, and then we discuss if changing something or not. Mm. But the lyrics, they are nothing personal, but they just observing, for example, the society, feelings.
Right. So, yeah, that's a lot to write about. If you're talking about society in general, you can write many, many, many songs.
Yeah.
But you were more into like dark subjects or more like happy, everyday life subjects? This is more the dark side, the bad.
Dark subjects, of course. For example, No Wounds is talking about dark feelings, dark traumas, past traumas and scars.
Right.
And then other new songs will talk about nightmare, but a true nightmare, the one that you have at night.
Okay.
So they are describing one of his gloomy feelings.
Yeah, so you don't talk much about beauty and the charming things.
No.
More like the hardships of life, yeah.
Maybe in the future we can talk about happy.
When we become crazy.
Well, it doesn't match with the music you make. You cannot talk about happy, but too much happiness. But the music is good for dancing, the music you produce. So it's both things. It's dark, but it's happy because it makes you dance, right?
Yeah, that's what we want to do also. Because for us, the music has to be danced. Because...
Right. So that's why you need a nice heavy bass and keys and drums, because a lot of bands, you know, dark wave bands and stuff, they don't have a real drummer, but your project has a real drummer, you know, which is good. I like that.
We want to play the real music.
Really,
when you play instrument, the real music.
You want to feel it. You want to see... Yeah. Yeah, I understand. You want the real thing. You don't want fake. So tell me about the album, because have you finished the album yet? Or are you still making, producing new songs? You still don't have any, you're still not ready to publish this album. Not yet, right? You're still working on it?
No, because we have to finish recording. No, to finish. We have to record the last songs.
Yeah.
The album in May. And then there will be the mastering and mixing time. So we guess for June, the songs will be ready. And then we will give to our label, which is the label from Poland.
Okay.
We will publish our first album. So we guess for autumn, after the summer.
Mm-hmm.
September. September, I guess. Yes, we hope. Yes.
Yes, you were the record label for Poland, Bat Cave. Is that right? Bat Cave.
Yeah.
Well, I also read you'll be playing in June. Are you gonna be playing in June in Verona? Verona.
Yeah.
Is that the first show you're gonna play? Oh no, as a band.
Yes, at the moment, yes, because the debut will be officially in Verona, which is a new, which is a very cool night. called Dark Compute. And then the debut in this area for our friends would be, I guess, in July.
Okay.
Pesaro.
Yeah. And you'll be playing at the Bad K Festival, right? In Poland?
In October, yeah.
In October. There is a band that I interview. They're going to play also, De Nuit from France.
Yes, De Nuit. Yes,
yeah, yeah. Yes. I interviewed them, yeah. Yeah, they're good. Who's involved in this? The festival, is it produced by the record label? It's part of this? Yeah, yeah. How much do you practice? I see you are in the practice, in your rehearsal, rehearsal room. Is this... Whose place is that? Is that yours or is a place you rent?
We took for the reactor to do the our practice.
Yeah.
It's near my home, okay?
Okay.
In the city of Castelfranco. But it's a very new room because we made everything you can see in the video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, together we are sharing it with other bands.
Okay.
Yes, we are three bands. Yeah.
Sounds.
But it's in the center of the city, so it's a very near home.
It's very convenient.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, because it's a very big room. There is another place where we can take some moments for us. So it's together something when we practice. So it's very more relaxing. Mm. So we can enjoy the time together and practicing at the same time.
Right. Who's the most who would you say is the risk taker of the three? The one that likes to take more risks?
It's a good race because all the three are a bit impulsive and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm looking here.
Oh, Enrico.
Sometimes we have to tell to Enrico, yes, Enrico, wait just a second. Let's do this.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Yeah, but all the three, we are a bit explosive. Even if we don't see.
But the instruments don't fly around, huh? You don't throw anything, no? No, everything is... Not yet. Yes. Sometimes... You don't throw the drumsticks. The drumsticks, okay, but if she throws the bass, it's a heavy thing, you know. how much happiness comes from for you guys doing music? How much of your life happiness comes from doing music? Is something that you really you couldn't live without it? Like you said, you cannot play anymore. That's it. You're done. That would be impossible, right?
Yeah, it's impossible not to play. For me, I stayed 1 year without playing bass with my other band for some problems, and it was not a good period for me.
Okay.
When I restarted to play bass, everything changed.
Everything came back to life.
Yes, part of the life.
Yeah.
Same for me. I mean, I would die if I wouldn't play all the instruments with the band or also the DJ set, because I grew up basically doing this. It's more than 20 years. I would die.
Yeah. It makes sense. I was going to... So you're looking for the band to be a full time. If it gets going, you're looking not like a side project right now. It's like something that you really enjoy doing and you want to keep it going, right? It's like
yes. We are doing our best and we are taking all the free time that we have to practice and to music. So yeah, now we can say it's full time apart from our jobs.
Right, I understand. But you're putting a lot of hours, right?
Yes.
Is it a hard work for you to do this album? Is it a lot of work, no?
It's not easy. In a matter of time.
Yeah, it takes time. It's not easy.
But we have to say that the songs are coming in a very easy way, because all the three, we are writing the songs together in the in the rehearsal room. So process is more easier than we expected maybe at the beginning without doing anything.
Hmm. So regarding your music, what things you think you do really well in your music, and what other elements you think you need more improvement to get better? You know, what you think is you do good, you're doing well with your music, or everything is fine, but is there things that you want to get better at, do better? You know what I'm saying? Oh, you're good at everything. You don't need any of you got everything you need to do with the music you want. Or you still got to improve, or you need this, you need the other thing. Or everything is in your hands. You can do it.
No, we cannot say this, that everything is on our hands. Of course, we are improving time to time.
Hmm.
In my opinion, what we have is there are a lot of influences that give out the opportunity to create and to do what we want.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the improvement is fundamental, because yeah, maybe we need some more attention to the composition or
okay.
to some variations. But that's what we are doing for these new songs that will be in the album.
So you wanna make sure the album is gonna come out the way you want it.
Yes, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, you want to make sure if the album comes out and you think, man, we should have done this, we didn't do this, you want to make sure it's right. How many?
Well, we've a lot of time also to do the album first and then playing live. We didn't want to cross the two things.
Right. How many songs do you think you're going to put in this album? Do you have already the number? Or you don't know yet. It could be 10, it could be 9, it could be, you know.
There will be less. Six? Plus a cover.
Plus,
you want to do a cover.
Oh, you want to do a cover? Mm-hmm. A cover of which band? No, you don't tell me.
We can see. I mean, you are the first to know. We were thinking, but now
My dog is listening.
We will see if it comes out okay or not. But our idea was to play Grauzone, the band, the Swiss band from the 80s, Grauzone. The song is Guten des Glas, and it will be in German. The lyric.
Oh, you're gonna be singing in German.
Yeah. In German.
Oh, really?
I don't know German.
I know. We will try.
We try German. to speak in German.
Oh, boy. That would be very interesting, right? Very interesting. So you guys, do you check other bands, the similar bands, and see how they do? Do you do that, or you really don't care how they do? You know, do you check, oh, this band just put out this album?
Yeah,
you don't care. You don't care about anybody else.
No, I don't care. I mean, because we don't want to be influenced so much of what the others are doing.
Okay. But you don't listen to bands? You don't listen to the music?
Yes, yeah, of course. We do. We go also to concerts, to gigs.
Yeah. You see, you like everything. You go to Rammstein and, you know, I see. I know you like other bands. But you don't want to be influenced by any of them. Right?
No. We want we want to try to do what we really like with our forces, with our ideas. Mm. Then, of course, we can have other influences from the band.
Of course.
From big bands, but we don't say, we want to do like them.
Yeah, we wanna sound like them. No, that's not a good thing. You don't want to sound like anybody. You don't want to sound like any other bands. You got to have your own identity, your own ID, you know? Yeah.
We are trying to do how we can.
We try.
Yeah,
they're doing good. I listen to those two songs. I really enjoy them. They go really well. I really enjoy the way they fit. They fit in place, the music and the lyrics. I was going to ask you, Anna, when you write, do you have music in your background, always in silence? You don't need too much going on. You gotta be in a quiet place to write. Or you are out walking on the street, you're looking at some clothing, some store, and you write something.
It happens something like this. No, first we hear, we finish all the music.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finish the music, we record the music with our phones. And then maybe when I'm at home, but especially when I'm at work with the headphones, while I'm working, I said, okay, I have to write something. And it comes out. And maybe in random moments of the morning, I send to them, hey, I have this. Check it out.
And then they say, Anna, what are you doing? This is horrible. Nah.
Sometimes we change some words to make them more musical, more they can fit in music more. Yeah, but.
But it's good. Like I said, what about those guitars? They on those songs. Who do you hire to play the guitars? Because they're good. Also, who collaborated playing guitars.
Who are the
guitar player?
In the first song.
Yeah, the guitar. Yeah.
Yeah, we play. No, no. It was next member. We can say
it was ex member of Secret Side.
Oh, it's a friend.
A friend of Rico that made something for us with the guitar, but. For now, the guitar is only in that song because
only in the Owl.
Yes, something like a special recording.
Yeah,
but the new song without guitar.
Yeah, but you're not gonna have a guitar player when you play live or anything when you play shows, no? Just the three of you, or maybe?
No. Maybe for that song, if we are around, there will be a guitar player only for that song. Mm. We are very near to here.
Mm. I also noticed you got, I see a lot of photos of you with cats. Cats. What's going on? How many cats do you have, people over there?
Two here. Yes.
You like cats.
Lovers.
You're cat lovers. The goth music brings a lot of cats. I don't know. All the dark wave bands, they have cats everywhere.
Maybe the cats bring a different vibration for music. I don't know. This energy.
Yeah, no, I noticed that. Enrico, do you have a cat also? Or you have dogs? Or you have nothing?
Two dogs.
Two dogs? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. I have two dogs also. But they don't fight. They don't fight with the cats, your dogs. The cat and the dog don't, no problem.
There isn't a lot of space.
So it says two dogs and also...
Miami is full.
She said, no more space.
Miami is full.
That's good. So, like I said, this band is really good. I think the first time I saw them, I don't know if it was YouTube or maybe Instagram. I don't know where I saw the band first. Maybe Instagram. I don't know. I don't remember. Because the name caught my attention also, Soft Scent. But I wasn't thinking of a dark wave band with the name. It's like something. Where did you get the name Soft Scent? It's very, very, it's like a perfume. Very, I don't know if it's Italian yeah. perfume or French perfume, but.
We have an idea that when we play in the club or in the festival, I don't know.
Yes.
Can, spray the perfume.
You're gonna spray the people with the perfume?
Yeah, I have the perfume here to try. Yeah,
yeah, maybe you can spray people before you start.
For the best smell, no, the scent for something that you can remember.
Okay.
That you can remember.
Oh. Okay.
For the perfume, for the idea of the perfume.
That makes me think.
Smell pretty.
It makes me think, like when you go dancing with somebody and then you go home and you smell the scent from the other person.
I remember the person.
Yeah. It's like a, yeah.
I don't know.
It hits your mind and you link this perfume with our music. So it's not only that you see us and that you hear us, but also you can smell us.
Ah. Romantic idea.
Romantic, I like that.
Madeleine of Proust.
Madeleine Proust.
Very interesting. I like, now it makes more sense for me. Yeah. That's cool. So like I said, I want you to listen to them. I think the best way to get in touch, you go in the social media, I guess Instagram, but if you Google Soft Scent, any web browser, they're going to show appear, because I don't know any other bands with this name. I don't know. I don't think so.
Perfumes.
Yeah, perfumes, candles. Yeah, candles, but. Yeah, nothing like a band. No, nobody with any. What's the best way to listen to your music? Those two singles. Just go to Spotify. What they should do to get in touch with you and find out about your music?
Singles, and then on YouTube, so you can also watch the videos, and then our Bandcamp.
And if they have any questions, they can send them a message. They will answer. Yeah. I'm probably sure they will answer back, you know, if they want to know anything going on. So, like I said, I really enjoy those two singles. Is to tell you, I think it's the first time I listen only to two songs of a band and I send them a message. I usually listen to a whole album or something they have available, but with Soft Scent, I only listen to two singles. I'm like, I like these songs. That's all it took. I gotta get in touch with them, you know, only two songs. So imagine, maybe it's me, but I really enjoy the music they're doing.
It's an honor for us, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really nice. I really enjoy talking to them. And like I said, the band will be publishing later on this year the album. So keep in touch. Get in touch with them. Follow them, and just listen to those two singles now. You don't. It's no rush. Little by little, you know. They don't want to push you. They go little by little. So they know what they're doing. Seems to me, because they got a lot of experience from previous bands and stuff. So they don't want to make mistakes. Let's say they want to do it right. Right. Especially Enrico. You got to do it right, because you got in touch with them. You want them to do the band. You want them to do the project. So now you're responsible. It's gotta be good.
Hey.
Okay, you're the one. If you don't do a good job, no drummer. We get somebody else. So yeah, keep an eye. Don't make any mistakes, Enrico. So we got, oh, here we go. Because a frozen screen, you know, there was nobody got moving. Everybody was frozen, but they are alive now. They're back. So that's it. I don't know. And I wish them all the best for the rest of this year, you know. I hope maybe we'll talk in the future, you know. Maybe in a couple years, another year, I will try to get in touch with them and they will say, no, not you again.
No.
We don't need this guy. We're doing better. We don't need this guy. This guy, he called us again. We're busy. That would be good, because if you're busy, it means that you're doing good. You know? So I just wish them all the best in the rest of this year. Keep making good music. And you need, you know, hopefully everything was going to be good. And everything will go well with the band. And you follow what you think is the best for you, you know. Whatever you think is good, just follow. Don't listen to other people. You gotta. So thank you very much. And
thank you very much.
Thanks to Soft Scent. And see you next time.
Yeah.
See you.
See you. Bye.
Bye.